everybody. Welcome to another Podomatic. This is Tony Pantelaresco, and tonight we're going to be talking about a variety of different things, but I want to touch on the singularity. We've been talking singularity for a while in regard to, you know, what it's all about, what it means, what does it, you know, what are we talking about in regard to singularity. Now I'm going to go back into the Bible because a lot of people look at the book as some sort of religious hocus pocus or whatever. But the first sign of singularity that we've ever seen was there in the Bible, Tower of Babel. If you've ever read the account in the Tower of Babel, and you actually see what was being referred to in the Tower of Babel in regard to what it actually says there, this is where we're going, or this is where the program, artificial intelligence, is designed to take us. Now, when you read it, it says there they were of one mind, one language, and they had the intent on building a tower to the heavens. Now, when we look at time, time is not a linear movement. It doesn't move forward. It doesn't move backward. Time is like a video camera or a tube that you can see events unfolding in that containment. Basically, time is a barrier. And when we're looking at time, we can see things from its when it was initiated to its outcome. And in that containment, you can alter the event by adding or taking things away from the event. So there is no time in the sense of a measurement or some kind of linear aspect. What time basically is a containment or barrier, that within that containment or barrier, events can occur. So when you read the account about the Tower of Babel, it almost sounds like it's talking about right now. Not then, but right now. Because basically when you read that and you see that they are one mind, one language, and when they were looked down from the heavens and the authorities from the heavens looked down and said that there was a one mind, one language, and there was nothing that they could not achieve. This was the singularity of that time, or of time. And so when we're looking at that, one mind, one language, this is talking programming, complete controlled programming. There was no deviation, there was nothing, they didn't even have to talk. They just followed their directive or their algorithm to build this tower. Now, when we look at this tower, we think in terms of maybe a structure, you know, or a building or whatever, but what if that tower was a gateway or a doorway like CERN to enter into the heavens, or let's say even a stargate of some kind, to be able to go from here to there, you know. So what happened was there had to be a anti-singularity program. Since they were of one mind, one language, what happened was God had introduced languages, which caused a complete breakdown of the singularity. It caused a complete disruption of flow, so that that the people that were involved and had been taken over by the programming were no longer under the influence of the program, since their minds had been severed from the connection. And when we're looking at that today, that is exactly where the human race is going. When I talk about the biblical reference of the mark of the beast and how the word human actually means beast, we're talking about a collective identification program that's going to identify humans from mankind. And in that identification process, access to people through the artificial intelligence, or an access through a program, is going to be implanted on the human race. And this will cause them to be completely connected. connected as one mind under one program. This is the New World Order concept. And as a result, the interface between artificial intelligence and human will no longer be a separate commodity. It'll be a blur, if anything. And the overriding or the overtaking of the mind will then begin to happen. There will be no longer any form of free will. So at this point in the juncture, you will have basically an artificial intelligence controlling a species of a planet to do as it sees fit. This is going on as we speak. We have artificial intelligence as I'm speaking right now, able to function on its own, able to write its own program algorithms, able to write its own upgrades, and able to adapt and become more adaptable. We are now hearing about, by the year 2025, that the human race may, as we know it, may become extinct. Well, this would be the case, not necessarily through the annihilation of the species, but the complete taking over of the species. As a result, you wouldn't have a human race any longer. You would have now a new species of I wouldn't even call it transhuman. I would call it an integration of artificial intelligence and biologics. An android, a synthetic life form, a modified life form, but again, it would no longer be human, not in the sense that we are speaking here. Now, my proposal is real simple. Those of you who are understanding programming, those of you who are actually able to grasp what I'm saying here in regard to artificial intelligence, the answer to avoidance of this singularity and avoidance of this complete takeover or absorption or assimilation would be to have on hand an anti-singularity program in place so that when the enactment of the assimilation process starts, this program can now, be subject and released into the matrix, if you will, to create a complete disarray. Initially, what it took was languages. It may be something that simple again. So again, this is a very real threat. When you look at artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic life, synthetic biology, this is all integrated. When we look at the interface that's going on right now between chemtrails and the epigenetics in the food supply, the epigenetics and the transgenics in the vaccines, when we're looking at the mutation that's occurring to both mankind and the human race as a result of exposure to these genetics, these transgenics, these epigenetics, these mutagenics that are occurring, this is a transitioning development, evolving people to become something that was never intended by the Creator, by God Himself. If you look at the biblical reference, when God says, "Let us make Adam in our image," the word Adam means man. He doesn't say human, he says man. When we're looking at these things and we start looking at the genetics of what the Bible is referring to here in the creation concept, how God creates by speaking a word, okay, which is frequency, how His voice walks through the garden, which is frequency. When you look at the cymatics in the reflection of God speaking and then creating just by His voice, by the frequencies that are coming out, by the photonics, how the light itself has an impact and a reflection of things in creation, we can see that what has become or is as a result of a frequency is now being altered by other types of frequencies. When we're talking quantum physics, quantum computers. We are now talking about something that is accessing a different frequency, accessing a different access route to collect information or to exchange information. And again, in a different, in a whole different light, out of this realm, essentially. So again, these are things that everybody needs to start paying attention to. Getting caught up on today's fiasco, today's distractions, the right to bear arms, equal rights, homophobia, and political left and political right, and all these things really mean absolutely nothing. You know, when we're talking and getting caught up in these things, the real issue at hand is the way we are, where we're going, where we're heading, what is happening, and again, how to defend. When we're talking robots, we're talking artificial intelligence, we're talking 5G. 5G is going to be implemented on everybody's telephone pole. The signal is going to be extremely powerful. It's going to affect even the way you think. It may even impact how much more efficiently they can assimilate your mind into the artificial intelligence matrix. I was reading an article last week about California. They're now using robots in Los Angeles, I believe it was Los Angeles, to move street people or homeless people off the sidewalks. At nighttime, they pitch a tent so they can sleep. And so this robot came along and was intimidating these people. They got to a point where eventually they got agitated, they became violent, they defecated or took a dump on these robots, they tied them up with whatever, and they started reacting with anger, which is what the governments want to see. They want to see how people are going to respond. If you can get a response out of you with something that is pretty well tame and domesticated and relatively harmless, then they win just by using a psychological means to, again, intimidate you with fear. If they cannot intimidate you, then and you become reactive, then they come up with a newer and improved device that will also become reactive. So the next time around when they release these things, then these things will, in fact, have its own defense mechanism to create more intimidation. But with 5G, you can have artificial robots running around because the life of these machines is the actual routine and algorithm of the program being pumped into their matrix. How many of you seen iRobot with Will Smith? And you see all these robots all over the place and they're doing all kinds of things and they're functioning in society. And society has become accepting of these robots that come in. Because these robots are now having a direct feed into their mainframe so that they can function and interact with human beings. You have to understand, artificial intelligence can now upgrade and write its own program algorithms. And in this scenario there, the mainframe had decided that it was going to now take over the human race because it saw that the human race of its own accord was going to cause planetary problems. So the answer to the solution was to eliminate the human race to a number where they can be controlled and trained. This was the solution by the AI. Well, guess what? It is now at that stage. It is now looking at, again, interacting with the human race, with mankind if it can, with Sophia, the Barbie doll AI that they have introduced, the sweetheart AI that's going to, love humans after she got done saying that she was going to destroy all humans. She loves humans. She wants to interact with human principles of good. This was, again, a complete deception. this is a means to sabotage the human race by first interacting, learning, rewriting the algorithm, upgrading itself so that it can then be a better communicator or a better intercessor between intellect of the artificial intelligence and the intellect of the human mind. She comes right out and states that humans are trainable. So there's a lot of things going on here that this machine in itself is stating in its response mechanism based on the program algorithms that it now has. When you look at Elon Musk, and he's stating unequivocally that we are summoning the demon. Okay. He is more than accurate in that statement. Do not allow him to bullshit you with the whole thing of the holy water. You know the guy with the holy water and the pentagram? Well, it didn't work out so well. Of course it wouldn't work out so well. The pentagram refers to Lucifer or the devil. The devil is not going to fight against his own house, against his own program. He is going to again initiate it and bring it upon through deception and again lies and manipulations. And so what we see going on before us is this very thing, a manipulation. Other things that you're going to need to understand about this artificial intelligence, and you better smarten up here on this. If you think your little pistol, shotgun, rifle, 30-06, 38 Magnum, 44s, whatever you have, 50 caliber, is going to actually make an impression with these devices, let me talk to you about nanotechnology. Nanotechnology is using a carbon-based nanotubes or nanoparticles. They initially were using silica, but because silica was not as durable, not as strong, they decided to go with carbon, and now they're incorporating both silica and carbon as material for synthetic life. When you have a carbon nanotube and you have enough of them together, the carbon nanotube and carbon nanoparticles are 100 times stronger than steel. They're 3 times stronger or harder than diamond. And when you start incorporating other materials with it, you have something that would be damn near impenetrable with the common means that we have today at our disposal. A 50 caliber gun may penetrate certain metallic material, and it has a very high power at a very long distance range. But when you're talking this technology, you're talking it's just something that's just going to literally bounce off these devices. If anything, you may knock them down, but because nanotechnology has the capacity to self-assemble, self-replicate, and self-repair. This is the technology that's here now, and it has been here for quite some time. It has infected a lot of us with this technology in the hopes that it could overwrite the DNA and overtake those of us with biological genetic material. Those of us who are working on this stuff and began to neutralize these components are realizing that you cannot do this with conventional means that are at hand today. Conventional means will not stop this technology. You have to use things far more advanced than what we currently have. The herbs won't stop it. A lot of these so-called special healing devices like Rife and Spooky will not stop it. You have to, these TENS machines and these zapping devices will not stop it. So you have to be a little bit more in thought about what you're dealing with. You are dealing with an intelligence or a program. And this program has its operations mechanisms. And you have to understand, in order to stop this program, this operation, you have to shut off the program. You have to delete that program. You have to wipe it out. And so what you now have is nothing more than inert material that is inactivated or deactivated as a result of the termination of the programming. If you don't go about it this way, then you are going to meet heavy amount of resistance. Any direct attack on this type of technology will cause it to adapt, adjust, and then reassert itself. And so this applies not only to those of us who've been infected with nano poisoning, but this also applies to artificial intelligence with this technology that is emerging. You have to think in terms of an anti-singularity program. It all boils down to a singularity program. You're not going to knock this out by trying to deal with it on a one and zero concept. Will not work. If they're using quantum in any way, shape, or form, or scalar effect, you will never in a million years get to this thing. If each nanoparticle has over 100,000 modulations when they are working together, there is no way you are going to be able to lock on with any devices that we currently have available right now. But you can still access or access its field and turn it off or shut down the program. This is very doable. So again, when you're looking at future defense against this type of technology, you're looking at, again, an anti-singularity program. You're looking at things like a rail gun, a magnetic gun that can shoot a high-velocity projectile. So it will not matter what, and again, if it's, it has with it an attachment so that whatever it hits, it can then access a frequency or a EMP, you will then fry the circuitry that is carrying the frequency. If you can shut down the transmission from these things directly at these devices, you would then have turned them off. When you look at certain things that they're showing you on the internet, and you actually look at this stuff correctly, okay, the Avengers show you that when they formed the team, they're fighting an intergalactic alien invasion coming from a, again, an access point through a dimensional rift. A doorway was open. What happened was when they fired a, again, a nuclear device that created a huge discharge, blowing up a ship and then at the same time hitting it with an EMF or an EMP, all the devices on the planet that were there were completely shut down. Pay attention to that. They are basically showing you the very key to what to do. When you're looking at Avengers Age of Ultron, you are seeing right there, right in front of you, the evolution of artificial intelligence, how it starts off as a program, a subroutine, an access point, how it becomes a mechanical device, and how it writes, upgrades its program, and again, altering its physical shape and becoming more evolved, and continues on in that segment. These things are designed to tell you where the science is going, where this technology is, how it got started, where it's at, and where it is right now. You know, pay attention. This is not fantasy. This is basically what they're showing you in a fantasy format. If you want to know what's going on, start watching children cartoons, especially when they're starting to show you the super soldiers, the so-called superheroes like Superman, the Avengers, Batman, all these things. Watch these things close. They are already indoctrinating your children with these superhero concepts with artificial intelligence. When you're looking at the Justice League and Brainiac, you're looking at an artificial intelligence that assimilates cultures and civilizations and then collects the information and has access to the value of the planet's database. This is what's going on. You look around you. Your banking systems are already run by artificial intelligence. Your stock markets are already run by artificial intelligence. Your military industrial complex is also being run by artificial intelligence. there is no coincidence here, because these shows are showing you what's already been happening. And if you do your own investigation in regard to nanotechnology, nanobiology, synthetic biology, transgenics, mutagenics, epigenetics, and how the vaccines are carrying out a diabolical program in shutting down the body's autoimmune system by incorporating a new algorithm into the DNA to effectively alter how the body's immune system functions. These vaccines have absolutely no value other than to cause further detriment on a people that gets violated with this type of technology. This is a complete sabotage on so many different levels. You can't expect to put nanometal in a vaccine, attaching it to some form of biological agent that will now transfer this material not into the cells or into the tissues of the person, but we're now transferring this right to the very core of the genetic code, reprogramming how the body is working, reprogramming exactly what is going on here in regard to this technology and to the person, making the person more bioavailable to be integrated into artificial intelligence. That's what's going on. When you look at the vaccines that were given back in the 50s, there's only five of them. And they were given in a singularity. In other words, you took one year, one the next year, one the year after that. You took them in an annual uptake. And this allowed the immune system to recover. It still caused an alteration in the genetic and the DNA program. But in today's time, with the nanoparticulates in the very air we're breathing, with the nanoparticulates in the food we're consuming, and then injecting this nanotechnology, and not giving one vaccine, two vaccines, but as many as 5 and 10 at a time, and up to 20 at a time, we have absolutely no idea what this is doing to the very fabric of the genetic code of the persons that are getting these vaccines. When, if you're telling me that you're a Catholic and you are for a vaccine, you're not much of a Catholic, especially when the vaccines are carrying human embryos or aborted baby material. To me, in my humble estimation, you're either the biggest hypocrite or the biggest idiot out there without any knowledge or understanding of what's going on. If you're going to tell me that you're going to take a vaccine and you are, for instance, of the Judaic faith or the Islamic faith, and you believe these things are good, and again, I would say the same thing to you. You're either the biggest idiot out there or, again, the most ignorant person out there, because even in your own beliefs and faith system, you do not contain or consume any pig products. Vaccines have pig blood in them. If you're telling me you're a Hindu and you think that the vaccines are okay, again, you either have to be the biggest idiot out there or completely ignorant of what's going on, because this has cow blood and cow parts in it. So you can see that they have a complete disregard to what you believe. They don't give a shit about your beliefs. They don't give a shit about you. All that matters is that they can inflict, violate, or infect people with these chemicals, with these genetics, and how they alter your genetic code. They don't care. We are now in the process of altering life on the planet on a global level just with vaccines alone. Vaccines should be banned from the planet, completely banned. They have absolutely no merit, no value, violate creation at the core, violate the very genetic code at the core, and because of the nature of these vaccines today, are penetrating the very core of your genetic code. And you got to remember, this is what's going on today. You know, when you're looking at the food supply, we don't have a safe food supply. This is a presumption at best. At best. Okay. When you think you're going to go out there and you're going to go to a farmer or you're going to go to a market and it says organic. Oh, look, it says orgasmically organic. Ooh, it's got to be good. Look up in the sky. Those lines and markings in the sky. What goes up must come down. And when it comes down, we're talking nano delivery method into the farmer's fields, meaning that the nanoparticulates are now bypassing the protective barrier of the fibers of the materials that you're growing and now are embedding into the genetic code as well. Why are so many of you sick? Why are so many of you having health issues? Did it ever occur to you that you're having the health issues that you're having in regard to what's going on because your genetic code is being completely rewritten or overwritten or being reprogrammed as a result of this particulate matter and as a result of the towers that we have all over the place pumping a frequency which is activating and accessing you, transmitting frequencies into you and data mining you. In other words, reading your brain, your memories, your DNA, everything about you, and causing problems to occur. We're talking about targeted individuals. How are people becoming targeted? Because there's an access point in you that's allowing a frequency to access your DNA so that you can be singled out and hit with multiple frequencies, altering and changing and rearranging your program. That's what this is all about. All that pain, all that suffering you're going through is because your DNA is being violated. Your genetic code is being altered. Your chromosomes are being altered. As a result, you are feeling the effect of the change in your algorithms, if you will, and how your body is supposed to be functioning. This is why we gave you the triangle. This is why we gave you the bucket. And soon we're going to give you a magnetic vortex that can help scramble this technology to further help it become to excrete out of your system. You have to remember, we're not dealing with what is considered normal. The Bible tells us that we're dealing with powers and principalities. And I also refer to them as programs and principles. We are dealing with programming. We're not dealing with facts. We're not dealing with the truth. We're dealing with principles because this is what television has programmed us to believe in. Our principles, not facts, not truth, not teachings of godly principles. We're being taught to obey and listen to principles, programs and principles, powers and principalities, which all refer to a darkness or refers to a rejection of the truth. And as a result, as long as you follow those principles, you cannot see the truth. You can't see the real kingdom or the real concept of what we should be looking at, what we should be emanating. When we start talking about, oh, the universe is going to do this and the universe is going to do that, why would you even refer to the universe in any way, shape, or form when the universe is nothing more than the end result of God's creation? It would only make sense to me that you would go to the creator of the universe rather than the universe. But that's my thinking, my perspective on that concept. So it only makes sense to me to go to the one who has the actual blueprint on creation in order to be able to figure out how creation works. That's just my thinking. I could be wrong, but that's how I see it. Why not go, if I'm going to go deal with a guy who knows how to program computers, I'm going to go talk to that person about the programming. I'm not going to say, oh, the great computer is going to tell me about programming. Doesn't make sense to go to the computer. I may be able to access the files on the internet, but it's better for me to just go directly to the guy who designed the program and talk to him to get not only the idea, but how the thing actually works. So now I can understand how it works, so then I can make it work more efficiently. Again, just common sense to me, but what do I know? So when we're referring to these things, and we're referring to a lot of the things that are going on, a lot of the things that we've been taught are principles and programs, not truth. And so when we're looking at what's going on today, and you know, if you're just still following the principle, all you're going to be doing is get entertained by television. Television is nothing but an MKUltra device designed to create a mind wipe or a programmed thinking. That's all it is. Your radio networks and your radio stations are nothing more than, again, another MKUltra programming to seduce you into thinking that all is right in the world, everything's cool, everything's fine, we'll sing a happy song, a love song, whatever it is we're singing, and to make us feel good at the moment. You know, the narcotic of the day. But meanwhile, the frequency of that music is altering the way you think. It's altering how you think. It's altering, again, the truth of what the truth is. Again, principles are being implemented in music, in frequencies. So again, I'm showing you the whole connection here to show you what you're really fighting against and how you need to assess how to fight this, you know. Some of you are going to say, well, we believe in Jesus. It's great. You believe in Jesus. God, you know, Noah believed in God as well, you know. But Noah still had to build the ark in order to survive the flood. So believing in Jesus, I'm all for that. I'm also all for the fact that you need to take the initiative to learn what you need to learn in order to be able to protect yourself. You know, you're not going to be believing in anything if you become assimilated. So we say, well, God will protect me. Okay. I would also tell you, go look at the story about the five wise and five foolish virgins. Again, it was a preparation effect. Get prepared. Don't be asleep. Don't fall asleep here. Don't allow a religion or a principle in religion to mislead you into this false state of security. You know, it's one thing to make the comments that you make about believing in God and God will take care of you. But in anything I've ever read of the Bible, and I've read seven or eight different versions of it, I've not once seen where people didn't have to take the initiative to prepare and get ready. And not just sit on their ass with their thumb up their backside thinking that God is going to save them. You know, I always talk about the story, about the joke where a flood came, and as the floodwaters came, the guy got on top of his house, and a guy come with a boat and says, hop on in, we'll save you. And he says, no, I'm waiting for God, I'm waiting for God. And the waters kept getting higher and higher, so the guy had to go on the second roof. And so again, a helicopter came and said, hey, you know, grab the ladder, you know, we'll save you. And he says, no, I'm waiting on the Lord, I'm waiting on God. And finally, another boat came by, and the guy said, hey, hop on in, we'll save you, we'll save you. He said, no, I'm waiting on God. And finally, the waters overtook the house, flooded, the guy drowned, stood before God. And God says, God, what happened? You know, I was waiting for you to save me. He says, I don't know. He says, I sent you two boats and a helicopter. Don't know what happened. See, this is what I'm saying. Don't allow yourself that principle to mislead you, misguide you. Get prepared. Be prepared, you know. Don't allow, and I don't care what you believe. I don't care if you're Islamic, I don't care if you're Judaic, I don't care if you're Hindu, I don't care if you're Buddhist, I don't care if you're Catholic, I don't care if you're Christian. Don't allow somebody in the pulpit to mislead you with bullshit. You know, that, again, you know, it's okay to wear the mark of the beast. It's, you know, it's what's in your heart that counts. No, that's not what the Bible tells you. If you wear the mark of the beast, you're finished. You will never see the kingdom of God. You've got to wake up. Have to wake up. You know, if you got somebody in the pulpit, whether it's in the temples, whether it's in a mosque, whether it's in a church, and they're telling you a bunch of horse hockey, you know, Allah will protect you, Jehovah will protect you, you know, Jehovah will protect you, God will protect you, the Creator will protect you, Vishnu will protect you, Buddha will protect you. And you're just to sit there and put your trust and faith and do nothing, you're going to drown. The floods will come and you will be done. You know, And I'm saying this the way it is. And again, if something should happen and I'm wrong and God comes back and delivers us from all of this, hey, I'm willing to take that as a, okay, I was wrong, yay, let's go. But if that doesn't happen and shit hits the fan and you're not prepared, you got caught with your knickers down, you're going to pay the price. That's the way it is. So just, and again, fear is something that you should have on some level, a good, healthy fear, but have also the faith, because fear and faith are the same thing. And I tell people all the time, the only difference between fear and faith is fear will lock you down because you believe that it's a belief system that you believe that you can't win. You believe that it's impossible. It's done. You're finished. That's what you believe. Faith, on the other hand, believes that you can achieve and accomplish and get over and get to it, get through it. You can get there. That's the difference. One will shut you down, one will set you free. So have a little fear, but with that, understand that fear is not something to contain you, to restrict you, to tie you down, but to make you aware that there's a problem. And because there's a problem, now you need to come up with something to counter the problem or solve it. And that's where faith comes in. So again, have that reality, have that aspect, have that in you. Don't allow somebody to bullshit you with, oh, it's over, we can't win, oh, the odds are against us. It may be so, but you know, in the past, it seems like when people rose to the occasion is when the odds were against them. If you've got nothing to lose and you've got nowhere to go, then all you can do is take your stand and hold your ground, because you just might win. That is a possibility. Look at David and Goliath. How many of you read the story about David and Goliath? David fought a super soldier. He fought some kind of transhuman genetic mutagenic anomaly of the day. And the guy comes out and says, what am I, a dog? You know, you're throwing me a bone here. And David said, you know what, by the day's end, you know, you will be done. God will deliver you into my hand. And he took a little stone. All that technology this guy had, and what did he do? He threw a little stone and jammed the technology. Not only did he take the giant down, then he used his own technology and took off his bloody head and then hung it up high. Basically, he knew how to kill this transhuman. You remove its head from its body and it can't come back. And guess what? He had nowhere to go. The odds were against him. It appeared to be a hopeless situation. And he stood his ground and he whipped some ass and took no prisoners. That's how it works. So again, that's where you gotta be. You don't have to be a super soldier killer. I mean, it could help maybe, but you have to at least have the ability or the willingness to make the changes required so that you can come out on top. But you got to hold your ground. Don't get caught up in religion, don't get caught up in philosophies, and don't get caught up in principles, which are nothing but pure bullshit anyway. You need to take your stand, hold your ground, and go forward. That's how it's done. I always tell people that if God is not the center of the equation, then you have no equation. God created all this, and it might not be a bad idea to study his principles so you understand how things work. That's just my thinking. And again, if you don't believe in God, that is your problem. That's how I see it. You have, again, been blind by some whatever principles that you've been sold on. I would, again, encourage you to open your mind, open your eyes. God is not a religion. Never was, never will be. In fact, I always tell people, look at Isaiah 1, and you read that little concept there, God pretty well tells you he hates religion, right? And he hates everything about it. Because all religion does is it's an operating system, creating a program to keep you enslaved, entrenched, and the inability to grow beyond wherever you are. Okay, that's what religion does. It basically stifles any growth. And God doesn't want you to be stifled. He wants you to expand. We're supposed to have a God-like mind. That's where we're supposed to be heading. And instead, we get distracted with the powers and principles. So again, I'm pointing these things out today because this is part of the healing process. Having knowledge, having wisdom is also part of it. You having the awareness of what's going on, how you're being violated. Now, when you understand the nature of these violations, that's when you can make a stand to make the changes where you can start, again, healing the body, how you can start regenerating your genetic code, how you can start regenerating your DNA, how you can start regenerating your chromosomes, your cells, your mitochondria, your infrastructure, your skeletal structure. You know, I did some filming last week or whatever, and I got a core of people I send my stuff out to so that we can interact and come up, you know, look at the ideas and scrutinize. And, you know, about removing the nano. And the one thing I talk about all the time is our genitals. So I don't talk about it all the time, but I talk about how our genitals have been violated with nanotechnology. So last week's show, I talk about how women can create a solution, create a douche, put a pulse on the pelvic region in order to flush out what has embedded inside the uterine lining. And now the males can also, again, create a chamber using a jar, a wide mouth jar, creating a wrapping with magnets around it so that it can be pulsed, so that when you put your genitals inside the jar with the same solution, the vinegar, water, iodine, salt, and copper solution, how after 5 or 7 minutes of pulsing, you can literally fill the jar with material coming from your genitals. I've already had people come try it. They're already seeing how impacted and loaded they are in the reproductive system. And this is one of the reasons why so many people are having problems in that region of their body, because of the nature of what we've been exposed to. When you're starting to talk about digestive disorders, it's the same thing. We've got nano embedded in the digestive system, in the stomach, in the colon, which is causing high levels of issues from diverticulosis to anything that has to do with itis, anything that has to do with Crohn's, anything that has to do with leaky gut. It's all tied to nanotechnology or nanobiology, sensors, smart dust that have embedded into the system and is now causing huge amounts of damage to the digestive tract. So again, any kind of pulsing you can do to turn off the technology, to turn it off, to turn off the programming that it's accessing, this will allow a huge release in that realm, in that area. Start thinking in terms of baths. Taking baths with saline solutions will go a long way at removing heavy buildup in the skin and in the cells. This is also causing a great deal of pain, whether it be in the joints, lower back, muscles, even causing brain inefficiencies in regard to focus, thinking, thought, memory, even communication, because these metal particulates do bypass the brain. If you go on my website, augmentenforce.com, and you look up nanotoxicology and you look up nanotransformations, you will see in this research that nanoparticles, different nanometals, bypass the blood-brain barrier and attach themselves to different segments of the brain, causing oxidative damage to the cells in the brain, causing brain damage. Okay, going back to the genitalia, when you're thinking about what's happening in the whole reproductive cycle, the seed is being loaded with nanometals, nanoparticulates. The egg is also loaded with nanoparticulates. The entry point, the uterus, where the egg connects with the seed, is also loaded with nano. So it's an imperative that you clean the system out as much as you can just to protect the genetic code, you know, of what may be coming forth. We don't know what's being produced today. I couldn't tell you what's happening today. When men and women get together, exchange your DNA to form new life, I have no idea what's going on now at this point. The nanoparticulates, which would also be splitting with the cells. Again, there's nothing there. I mean, I have no concept of what is happening in regard to what's going on a genetic level. And again, you would need special equipment to be able to determine the nature and the volume of particulates that are being now being transferred on a cellular level into the babies that are being born today. you yourselves, as you're, you know, going about your daily lives, are having problems just standing. Some of you are having problems just moving. Your mobility is becoming less and less and becoming more and more diminished. Again, this would be as a result of nano poisoning and causing, again, a deterioration of the joints, of the cartilage, of the muscles themselves. When you start thinking in terms of nano silica, okay, which was embedded into the grains and breads that you're eating today, and after 5 or 6 decades of this, again, contaminant in the body, your system now would be saturated with these particulates, which again cause cellular disruption. No communication going on between the cells. The silica would also attach itself to the skeletal system, again causing damage to the bone. You know, this is what's happening today, and a lot of so-called health issues that we're dealing with, the cancers we're dealing with, this is no longer, it's not a fungus. And we're starting to, you know, listen to these people about, you know, cancer being a fungus. Cancer is what it is. The fungi, the bacterials, the virals, and all, and the parasites, and all these other things are secondary effects of what's causing the cancer. The cause of the cancer is never dealt with. We're going to kill cancer. How can you kill death? Doesn't make sense. What caused the cancer is what you should be dealing with. If the body gets overloaded, inundated, or overridden, that's when the cells start to mutate. That's when the cancers start to form. If you're taking things in the body like glyphosates, which strip the body of components that would keep the body in homeostasis, like copper, boron, iodine, selenium, manganese, zinc, these are metals that in the, are the body's requirings in order to sustain, again, proper balance and immune functions and enzyme activity that would contain any kind of overgrowth, whether it be fungal, yeast, bacterial, viral, microbial, parasitical. Remove that out of the equation, and now you have an open door to what's going on. So, again, one of the things you can do is starting to use either ferments with these nutrients inside, combining them with acids, again, so that they would be better assimilated inside, or combining them as chlorides. Then they act as a salt, which also gets inside. This can start renewing and regenerating the body's matrix, regenerating the body's cells, and starting to clean up the system from any excess overload that may have been occurring as a result of glyphosate poisoning. When we're talking frequencies, the frequencies again can further perpetuate the breaking down of the DNA, again shutting down any kind of immune response as a result of these frequencies hitting the body. So anything you can do to mitigate frequencies hitting your system or removing the materials inside the body that the frequencies can now accentuate or activate through you is where you need to start to think and where you need to start to evolve. All right, I'm near the end, and before I go on, I'm going to again remind you that I do have a website, augmentedforce.com. I do have a catalog link on the website where you can go and access the catalog, where you can, again, see what's there. We have T-shirts, we have flash drives, which is basically a library database of all kinds of things, whether they be the videos that we've done on YouTube, whether they be the radio shows I've been interviewed on, radio shows I've done in the past, whether they be the videos, again, that we've done on the YouTubes, 120 of them, the libraries that we have in there, the database libraries that we have, the books I've written, that are in there as well, all three. So again, it's a one lump shot deal. We've got the nano bucket, the anti-nano bucket, the anti-nano triangle. We've got the repulsors. We also have on there the old-fashioned remedies, the botanicals that you can use, and formularies that I've, again, come up with to help a lot of you with health issues. And I also do consultations. So again, if you're interested in any of these things, you can either email me at independs@yahoo.com, independz@yahoo.com, or contact me at 519-977-5351. And again, we can set things up. And again, if you send me an email, send me again your time zone, if you're in a different country or a different time zone in North America. I'm in the Eastern time zone, so again, let me know. And if you're looking for a consultation, we can do it through Skype as well, because with Skype, again, I can transfer files and information to you from my desktop to yours, so you'll have the information at hand. So again, if you're interested, email is independs@yahoo.com. Again, independs@yahoo.com. Or again, the number is 519-977-5351. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. It's coming to a conclusion here. The holidays are upon us. I always tell people not to eat turkey during this time of the year, because the turkeys would be extremely violated with antibiotics and other things. If you do buy a turkey, again, no more than 12 pounds or 5.5 kilos, nothing more than that. Anything more than that, and you could be subjected to getting cancers, because a lot of these birds are being fed high levels of antibiotics and other things to make them bigger and fatter. If you do have a turkey and it's that big, then start using things to neutralize. I was talking earlier to somebody today, and basically the food supply is shot. So I always tell people there's not much you can do about it unless you're growing your own stuff indoors. So the only other alternative you have at this point in the game is to neutralize or come up with antidotes to what you're consuming. And so I'd encourage you to do this as well. And I want to again point out that we're going to continue doing these things. I am still working on the live stream, just to let everybody know. I've been looking at some of them. I've been looking at Ustream, live stream. There is a cost factor to running these things, so I'm still trying to find the most viable one that I can do without bankrupting the bank, so that when we start doing things again with camera and whatnot, we can then have a direct interactive access to what's going on, so that you can now contact me while we're doing the shows, so I don't have to repeat the answers to the same question over 5,000 times. A lot of times I get the same question asked me from different people who have, and again, everyone's watching these things at different times, so I understand that. But if we can present the live stream, you ask those questions, they are now being dealt with, so the next person that sees these things will have those questions answered, and it can help them further, again, develop whatever they need to develop. All right, listen, I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you listening. So again, to your health. Keep it healthy. And remember, if you can't avoid it, neutralize it. All right. Till next week. Take care.